The following is a Bhaktivinoda Appearance Day lecture, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasatkikari, recorded on September 21st, 2010, in Sofia, Bulgaria.
So, today is the appearance day of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. We're very fortunate that we have a lecture that Prabhupada gave on this day. So we will study some excerpts, study and discuss some excerpts from this lecture given by Prabhupada. On September 3rd, 1971, in London, England. At this point, in about the fourth paragraph, he begins to discuss Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So we'll read at this point. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is an ideal guru. He was not a sannyasi. He was a grihastha, householder. Living with family, wife, children. Still, he was guru. So, anyone can become guru. Not that a sannyasi can become a guru. He means not that only a sannyasi can become a guru. That's what he means. A householder can also become guru. Provided he knows the science. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was talking with Ramananda Ray, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a sannyasi, very highly born in a Brahmin family, very learned scholar. So he was talking with Ramananda Ray, a grihastha, governor of Madras. And he was questioning, and Ramananda Roy was answering. This means that he, Ramananda Roy, was taking the part of guru, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taking part of a disciple. So, Ramananda Roy was hesitating. He thought to himself, I'm a grihastha, I'm not even a Brahmin. Besides that, I'm dealing in material affairs, I'm a governor in politics. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a sannyasi born of a high caste Brahmin family. So it does not look well if I teach him.
Ramanandaraya си помислил, аз съм грихаста, аз дори не съм брамана. Освен това, аз се занимавам с материални дейности. Аз съм управител, занимавам се с политика. Махапрабху е саньяси, роден в семейство на висша класа брамани.
So he was hesitating.
Не изглежда добре аз да го уча. И той се колебал.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, oh, why are you hesitating?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu казал, о, защо се колебаеш?
Kiba vipar kriba shudra gnashi kene nai jai krishna tatva veta sai guru hai. He said, don't hesitate.
Той му казал, не се колебай.
Either one may become a brahman or one may become a shudra. Kiba vipar kiba shudra.
Човек може да стане брамана или може да стане шудра.
Vipra means brahman and shudra. Shudra is the fourth grade human being.
Vipra kiba shudra. Vipra означава брамена.
Brahman is the first grade.
А шудра е четвърта класа човешка.
So kiba vipra kiba shudra.
Брамана е първата класа.
He may be a first grade human being or the lowest grade of human being.
Той може да бъде най-издигната класа човешко същество или най-нишия класа.
He may be a sannyasi or grihastha.
Той може да е или sannyasi или grihastha.
It does not matter.
Това няма значение.
Anyone who knows the science of Krishna, he can become a guru.
Всеки, който познава науката за Кришна, той може да стане гуру.
That is the verdict.
Това е заключението.
Because spiritual science does not belong to the bodily platform. It is on the spiritual platform. It's very nice. Just like when you go to a lawyer or an engineer or a physician.
това е много хубаво, точно когато, както вие отивате на адвокат, инженер или лекар.
You do not inquire whether he's a brahman or a shudra.
Вие не го питате дали е брамана или шудра.
Simply you have to know whether he was a lawyer, that's all.
Вие просто трябва да разберете дали той е адвокат и това е всичко.
Whether he's a physician, actually.
Или дали наистина той е лекар.
If he knows the medical science, he may be a brahmin, he may be a shudra, he may be a sannyasi, he may be a householder.
Ако той познава медицинската наука, няма значение какъв е брамана, шудра, саньяси или семеен.
It doesn't matter.
Няма значение.
Your business is with a physician, with a lawyer.
Вие търсите лекар или адвокат.
Similarly, your business is to understand Krishna.
Същия начин вашата работа е да разберете Кришна.
So anyone who knows Krishna perfectly, you have to go there.
Затова всеки, който познава Кришна съвършено, вие трябва да отидете при него.
Tad vaganartam se guru mai vabagatschat. It is the Vedic injunction. It is not that you have to approach a sannyasi or a grihastha or an Indian or an American. No, gurum. And guru means one who knows the science of Krishna.
Tad vaganartam se guru mai vabagatschat. Наставлението на ведите е не да се обърнете към саньяси или грихаста и диец или американец. Не, гурум. Гуру означава този, който знае науката за Кришна.
So, this Bhaktivinoda Thakur was grihasta, very responsible officer, magistrate.
Така, Bhaktivinoda Thakur бил грихаста, много отговорен служител, магистрат.
And he was so exalted, he would come over from his office generally at 5 o'clock, then take his supper and immediately go to bed.
И той бил толкова издигнат, че се връщал от работа обикновено към 5 часа вечерял и веднага си лягал.
Say at 7 o'clock in the evening he goes to bed and he wakes up at 12 o'clock.
Да кажем, лягал си в 7 часа вечерта и става от 12 часа.
So suppose he goes to bed at 7 o'clock in the evening and wakes up at 12 o'clock at night. It is sufficient sleep, 5 hours.
Да кажем, че той си ляга в 7 часа вечерта и се събужда в полунощ и това е достатъчно време, 5 часа за сън.
One should not sleep more than 5 to 6 hours.
Човек не трябва да спи повече от 5-6 часа.
Minimize as far as possible.
Трябва да се намали колкото е възможно повече.
The Goswamis used to sleep not more than 1.5 hour or 2 hours.
Госвамите спели не повече от час, час и половина или 2 часа.
Sleeping is not very important thing.
Сънят не е много важно нещо.
Even big politicians, they used to sleep for 2 hours.
Дори великите политици те спели по 2 часа.
So especially in spiritual line, they should minimize as far as possible eating, sleeping, mating and defending.
Затова особено в последователите на духовната наука трябва да минимизират колкото възможно повече яденето, спането.
Minimize. Gradually it comes to nil.
И защитата да се минимизира, като постепенно то стане нула.
Raghunath Das Goswami, he was eating only a little piece of butter every alternate day, not daily.
Raghunath Das Goswami ядял по малко парче масло всеки втори ден, дори не всеки ден.
So this Bhaktivinoda Thakur, regularly he was coming home from his office and after taking his supper immediately he goes to bed and wakes up at 12 o'clock.
И така Бхактивинода Такур редовно, когато се връщал от работа, след като вечерял, веднага си лягал и се събужда от 12 часа.
And he used to write books.
Пишел книги.
He wrote, he left behind him about 100 books.
Той написал и оставил след себе си около 100 книги.
And he excavated the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya.
И той направил разкопки на родното място на Бог Чайтания.
Organized how to develop that birth site, Mayapur.
И организирал развитието на това родно място, Mayapur.
He had so many businesses.
Той бил толкова зает.
He used to preach about Chaitanya's philosophy.
Той проповядвал философията на Чайтания.
He used to sell books to foreign countries.
Той продавал книги в чужди страни.
In 1896 he attempted to sell Life and Precepts of Chaitanya in McGill University in Montreal.
През 1896 година той се опитал да продаде живота и ученията на Чайтания в университета McGill в Монреал.
So he was busy, acharya.
И така той бил много зает, acharya.
So one has to adjust things. Not that because I'm a grihastha householder, I cannot become a preacher.
Така че човек трябва да нагласи нещата. Не, понеже аз съм грихаста, семеен, не мога да стана проповедник.
It is the business of a sannyasi, now that I cannot become a preacher, it's the business of a sannyasi or brahmachari. He asked for water. It's a little aside.
I'm
going to take the water. Reminds me I need some water. Prabhupada asked for some water. So. Getting a little hoarse. The water helps me. Just a reminder from Prabhupada. No, it is the business of everyone. The whole world is suffering for want of knowledge. The present civilization is animal civilization. They do not know anything beyond eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. That's all. This is animal civilization. Animal does not know beyond these four principles of life.
Животното не знае нищо отвъд тези четири принципа на живота.
Eating, sleeping, mating and defending. That's all.
Ядене, спане, съкупляване и защита. Това е всичко.
No, human life is meant for something else.
Но човешкият живот е предназначен за нещо.
What am I?
Кой съм аз?
What is God?
Кой е Бога?
What is my relation with God? What is this material world? Why am I here? Where I have to go next? So many things one has to learn. Atato brahmajigyaso. This is human life. Not that eat, sleep, have sex life and die someday like cats and dogs. Therefore, there is need of acharyas, teachers for propagating spiritual knowledge, Krishna consciousness. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was, although he was a grihastha householder, a government officer, magistrate, but he was a charya.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur, въпреки че бил грихаста, семеен, правителствен чиновник, магистрат, той бил ачария.
So from his dealings, from his life, we should learn how one can become a preacher in any stage of life. It doesn't matter what he is.
И от неговия начин, по който той правил нещата от живота му, ние може да се научим как човек.
Doesn't matter what he is.
Да стане проповедник.
Now Prabhupada is going to give us a pastime of Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
Във всеки етап на живота. Сега Прабхупада ще ни разкаже забавление на Бхактивинода Такура.
This is really a good pastime. There is one incident, very interesting. When he was magistrate in Jagannath Puri, the system is, Jagannath's temple is a very big establishment. In that temple, 56 times daily, Boga is offered. And you'll find in the temple always at least 500 to 1,000 people gathered. And they come from outside and the prasad is ready. If you go and ask the Jabba the temple, we are 100 men come from the outside, we want prasad. Yes, immediately ready.
Ако отидете и помолите за пръстана в Джаганат храма, кажете, ние сме 100 души.
So it is a huge temple.
Веднага ще е готово. Така е един голям храм е това.
This is one temple, but there are many other thousands of temples in India where prasad is distributed.
Това е един храм, но в Индия има много хиляди други храмове, където се разпространява прасад.
Now it is minimized by our present government. They think that it is an unnecessary expenditure. They are minimizing. But not unnecessary expenditure. They do not understand. Formerly in India, there was no necessity of hotel. Anyone goes anywhere, even in a village. He goes to the temple, prasad is ready. There's no need of going to a hotel. You pay or you don't pay. If you say that I want a little prasad, yes, take it. That is the system still. There is the Nathdwara temple in Rajasthan. You pay 2 annas only. 2 annas means 1 cent. You get sumptuous prasad for 2 annas. Oh, very nice prasad still. So prasad distribution in temple is long standing usage. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the Jagannath temple is managed by a body. And it is the custom that the local magistrate of the district, he becomes the president or manager. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur was manager in that sense because he was magistrate. The managing committee was being presided by him. So there was a complaint. In Arissa, this Jagannath temple is situated in Arissa, Utkala. Utkala, this state, was originally belonging to Dhruva Maharaj. His son's name was Utkala. Maharaj Utkala. Anyway, so this Utkala, there was a pseudo-yogi. He declared himself, just like you'll find nowadays, there are also many rascals declaring, I'm an incarnation of God. And they know some mystic power, play some jugglery, and foolish people take them. Oh, he's God. So there appeared one like such pseudo-god, Vishnu, in a village of Orissa. And he was dancing rasa dance, and foolish people were sending their daughters and wife to dance with him. You see? There were so many. Not only that, people are so foolish they do not know. They want to be cheated, and these cheaters come. He declared that I am God, I am Vishnu. So there were some sane men also, they took objection. What is this nonsense? This man is dancing with ladies and gentlemen or girls. So they filed a complaint. In that time it was British rule. They complained to the governor or the commissioner, a very high officer. The commissioner knew that Bhaktivinoda Thakur, his name was Kedarnath Datta. Datta. Kedarnath Datta, his household name. So the commissioner of the division, he knew that Kedarnath Datta is a religious man and he's the magistrate in charge. So we handed over the case for inquiry. What is this complaint? You please inquire and do the needful. So he was a pure devotee and he understood that this rascal is a bogus man cheating people. I must inquire. So he went to the village in plain dress with some constables, police constables. They were also in plain dress. And as soon as he approached the rascal yogi, he said, oh, you are Kedarnath Datta. So very nice, I shall make you king of India. Please don't try to bother me. So this yogi had mystic powers, you see. He knew this was Kedarnath Datta coming to arrest him and hassle him. He was trying to make a deal with him. I'll make you the king of India if you don't bother me. And he had great mystic power. He could make sparks fly out of his hair. He was very powerful yogi. Very powerful. So I've read this, some other details from other places. It's all about the story. They brought some wagon, a little cart. They put him in the cart and they hauled him off to jail.
И четоха детали в друга книга, че довели някаква каруца, сложили го там и го отвели в затвор.
So now Papa continues, because he could know that, he has come to inquire about my Rasa Lila.
И сега Прабхупад продължава, понеже той знаеше това, дошъл да ме разследва за моята, относно моята Раса Лила.
So Bhaktivinoda Thakur first of all said, sir, you were such a great yogi, why are you in the village? Jagannath Vallabhi Sivaja Gornitai Sinsad Vraj Ki Jai.
Най-напред Бхактивинод Такур казал, Господине, ти си такъв велик йоги, защо си дошъл в селото?
Oh, Jagannath, then the yogi Bishakasena was his name. He said, oh, Jagannath, oh, that's made of wood. I am personally the Supreme Lord. That is made of wood. You missed one line?
Yeah.
See, why don't you go to Jagannath Puri? There is a temple and Lord Jagannath is there. Better you go there and see the Lord and be happy. Why are you in this village?
And then
the yogi says, oh, Jagannath, that's made of wood. I am personally the Supreme Lord. That's made of wood.
Wow.
He was really getting in trouble now. So, then Bhaktivinoda, he was a devotee. He became like fire. He was insulting Archay Shiladeer Guru Shunaramati. According to Shastra, if somebody thinks, just like here is deity, if somebody thinks it was made of stone, it is stone to the eyes of the non-devotee, but it is personally the Supreme Personality of Godhead to the devotees.
Значи той обиждал, но както в Шастър се казва, ако някой си мисли, както има, например, божеството, ако някой си мисли, това е направено от камък,
it requires the eyes to see.
За очите на непреяно дайни, но това е лично върховната божествена.
So, devotee sees in a different angle of vision.
Необходимо е специално зрение, за да видиш. Преяно дайните виждат от друг.
Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he entered Jagannath Temple, immediately he fainted. Oh, here is my Lord.
Както читали Махапрабху, когато влезъл в храма на Джаганат, той веднага загубил съзнание. О, това е моят Бог.
And the non-devotee is singing, it is wood, a lump of wood.
А не преодоленият вижда дърво.
Therefore, to the non-devotee, he always remains as wood, but the devotee, he speaks. That is the difference.
Но за непреодоленият той винаги остава дърво, за преодоленият обаче той говори. Това е разлика.
Преманджана чарито бхакти валотанена вилочанена. But if God is everything, why wood? Through wood and stone, God can manifest. If God is everything, according to Mayavad philosophy, that's a fact, God is omnipotent. He can express himself even through wood and stone. That is God's omnipotency.
Ако Богът е всичко, защо да не може да се прояви чрез дърво и камък? Ако Богът е всичко, според Майявада философията, това е факт. Богът е всемогъщ.
That is called omnipotency. Not that God is unable to express himself through wood and stone, then how he's omnipotent?
Ако Богът е всемогъщ, защо да не може да се прояви чрез дърво и камък?
Omnipotent means his potency can be expressed through anything.
Всемогъщ означава, че енергията може да се изяви чрез каквото и да било.
Because anything, everything is the expansion of God's energy.
Защото всичко е експанзия на енергията на Бога.
Парашя брахманаха шактистатеда макилам джагат. The whole world is manifestation of different energies of God. Therefore, just like through the energy of electricity, the electric powerhouse, although far, far away from this place, was expressing. There is electricity to this glass, through these wires, the power can be expressed. There is a process.
Целият свят е проявление на различните енергии на Бога. Затова точно както енергията на електричеството от електроцентралата, въпреки че се намерят далеч, далеч от това място.
So this is a very nice example given by Prabhupada.
Се произвежда електричество.
Here we have a light.
Ето примера.
Is an expression of the powerhouse. So if an ordinary powerhouse can express itself in the form of a light, Why God, who is more powerful than all powerhouses put together, cannot express himself in the form of a deity? Do you think the Sophia Power Company is more powerful than God? Is it? That doesn't make sense. So these people who say that God cannot appear in the form of a deity, they're saying God is not omnipotent. That's completely wrong. God is full of all potencies. So now Prabhupada continues with the story. So Bhaktivinoda became very much, because a devotee cannot tolerate blaspheming another devotee of God, or God. As soon as he said, "What shall I go to Jagannath Puri to see the wooden Jagannath? I am personally Vishnu," Bhaktivinoda Thakur immediately ordered his constables, "Arrest him! Arrest this rascal!" So he was arrested. And when he was arrested, he had some yogic mystic power. See, they took him back to Puri and they put him in jail, you see. So all the constables, Bhaktivinoda Thakur and his family members, become infected with high fever, 105 degrees fever. So when he came back, his wife became very much disturbed. "You arrested Vishnu, and we're all going to die. We've now got a high fever." Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, "Yes, let us all die. But this rascal must be punished." This is the view of a pure devotee. So he was put into the custody. And there was a date fixed for his trial. And all these days, Bhaktivinoda Thakur himself and his family, they were suffering from high fever. Maybe that yogi was trying to kill the whole family. But it was going on as a fever. Now, what Prabhupada is saying here, that actually he wanted to kill them, but he didn't have enough power to do that. His attempt to kill them gave them a fever, but it didn't kill them. Prabhupada is speculating here. He says, maybe. He's using a little reasoning. The yogi was probably trying to kill Bhaktivinoda and his family, but he couldn't do that. All he could do was give him a high fever. So on the trial day, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Kedaranath Dutta, when he came to the bench, the man was presented the so-called yogi. And he had big, big hairs. These yogis had the big hairs, you know. Hairy yogi. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur ordered that bring one barber and cut his hair. So no barber dared. The barbers thought, "Oh, if he's Lord Vishnu, if I offend, if he's suffering from fever, I shall also die." So Bhaktivinoda Thakur ordered, "Give me the scissors, I'll cut." So he cut his hairs and ordered to be put in jail for 6 months. And in that jail, that Vishnu incarnation managed to take some poison and he died.
Затвора,
And one account it mentions the yogis, they keep their, they have shakti in their hair.
Споменава се, че йогите пазят своята шакти в косата си.
Maybe that's why we keep sika. I don't know.
Може би вероятно за това си държиме шика.
Just like for fun. Maybe.
Interesting question.
Интересен въпрос.
Anyway.
Както и да е.
That yogi lost all his powers.
Този йоги си загубил всички сили.
And he was finished.
И свършил сте.
So Prabhupada said, this is one of the incidents. There are many incidences. He was a very strong man. He punished many pandas in the tirthas who exploit visitors. So this is the position of devotee. In spite of his being a responsible magistrate, a householder, still, he was a charya. So we have to follow the acharyas. If we are at all interested in spiritual science, we must follow the Vedic instruction. So now I wanted to... There's an interesting conversation that follows this lecture. Before that, I'm going to read another section here. So this Bhaktivinoda Thakura, we should adore, we should worship. Bhaktivinoda Thakura's birthday, we should adore, we should worship. Because in the modern age, he reintroduced the disciplic succession. Five hundred years ago, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught this philosophy. But within 200 years, because this material world so much is so made that whatever you introduce in due course of time will deteriorate.
Но с течение на времето от 200 години, понеже този материален свят е така направен, че всичко, което въведеш, с течение на времето се разрушава.
You make a nice house, but after 100 years, 200 years, or nowadays even after 50 years, it will become dilapidated.
Може да си направи такова книжка къща, но след 100 години, 200 години, а в днешно време след 50 години.
That is nature's law, kala.
Тя се срутва. Това е природният закон.
Time will destroy everything. Now, British Empire is such a big, vast empire, now it is finished. The kala, the time, will make everything finished. That is material. Anything material, it has birth, growth, it has got some opulence, then dwindling, then finished. That is the way of material. So we are interested in spiritual subject matter. Therefore the process is adau gurashvayam. One has to accept a bona fide spiritual master. That is our process. Without accepting a bona fide spiritual master, we cannot make any progress. It is impossible.
Без да приемем авторитетен духовен учител, ние не можем да напрегнем изобщо. Това е невъзможно.
So, Bhaktivinoda Thakura happens to be the acharya, one of the acharyas, and he's left behind him many books.
И така Шрила Прабхупада, Шрила Бхактивинода Такур, един от ачарите, и той оставил много книги след себе си.
Chaitanya Shikshamrita, Jaiva Dharma, these are very important books.
Chaitanya Shikshamrita, Jaiva Dharma, това са много важни книги.
They're in Bengali, in Sanskrit, and many songs. He has prepared many books of song. That song, Enam Gai Gorachan Madhur Spade, that is Bhaktivinoda Thakura's song. You all know that song? It's very nice. I learned it. That's very nice. I was planning to do a song class on that at Curie, but maybe we could do a song class tomorrow night on it here, since we're not doing Curie.
Мислих да направим лекция с песни на кюри, но понеже няма да правим на кюри, може утре да правим.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur is describing Lord Chaitanya how he is singing with a very sweet voice.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur описва как Бог Чайтанья пее с много слабен глас.
Gai Gora Madhusvari Gai Gora Madhusvari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Kai Gora Madhur Svade Grihe Tako Vane Tako Sadhari Vole Dako Grihe Tako Vane Tako Sandhari Bole Dako Sukhe Dukhe Bola Nako Varane Hari Nam Koro Re Sukhe Dukhe Bola Nako Hari Nam Koro Re Gai. In this way, Lord Chaitanya is singing. It doesn't matter if you are Grihastha or you are Sannyasi, but just always chant Hari Hari Hari. Fill your lips with these sweet holy names. So tomorrow night we will do an in-depth study of this bhajan by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. I have some song sheets and we can pass out the song sheets. Everybody can read the Bengali. So our Prabhupada continues. So that is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's song. So we are trying to present Bhaktivinoda Thakur's books also in English translation. Gradually you will get it. So our adoration, our worship to Bhaktivinoda Thakur today, because he may bless us to make peacefully progress in Krishna consciousness. Acharya Upasana. Simply by the blessings of the Acharyas, we can make very rapid progress. Vedeshu Durlabham Adurlabham Atma Bhakto. If we, Yasha Prashadat Bhagavat Prashada, we sing every day, by the mercy of the spiritual master Acharya, we immediately get the blessings of the Lord. So anyway, Prabhupada is continuing to see here. An interesting discussion took place at the end of this lecture. This defeats Ritvik philosophy. One Indian lady, she asked, how does one contact the spiritual master? Through a book, you can contact the spiritual master?
Индика пита, как може човек се свържи с духовният учител? Дали чрез книга може да се свържи с духовният учител?
Шрила Прабхупада said, no, you have to associate.
Шрила Прабхупада казва, не, трябва да общувате с него.
And then Shama Sundar, the Prabhupada's disciple, he says, oh, can you associate through a book, she asked.
Тя пита, Шама Сундара, повтаря, може ли да общувате чрез книгата с него?
Prabhupada, yes, through books and also personal.
Prabhupada казва, да, чрез книги и също лично.
Because when you make a spiritual master, you have got personal touch.
Защото когато имате духовен учител, имате...
Not that in the air you can make a spiritual master.
Имате директен досек, а не във въздуха да си...
You make a spiritual master concrete.
Духовният учител трябва да е конкретно, нещо конкретно.
So as soon as you make a spiritual master, you should be inquisitive.
И веднага, щом имате духовен учител, трябва да станете, да се интересувате, да задавате въпроси.
So Prabhupada has said yes and no to this question.
Така че Прабхупада казва и да, и не на този въпрос.
She said, can you contact the spiritual master through the book? Prabhupada said no.
Когато питаш, може ли да се свържиш с духовен учител чрез книга, той казва не.
And he also said yes. He said both things.
Но след това казва и да, и двете неща казва.
So yes, we do associate with Srila Prabhupada through his books. There's no doubt about it. He's, that we fully associate with him. But at the same time, in terms of actually accepting a spiritual master, it's not that we can do it in the air. It has to be concrete. So that's why a living guru is required, you see.
Но когато става въпрос за общуване с духовен учител, ние не можем да трябва да общуваме лично с него, да бъде конкретно, а не някъде във въздуха.
If concrete, if book guru only was all we required, we wouldn't need, we could just all be disciples of Krishna, we are Arjuna's god brothers.
Ако нямаше нужда от духовен учител само с книга, ние всички щяхме да сме ученици на Кришна, духовни брати на Арджуна.
Because he, we can read the Bhagavad Gita just like Arjuna heard the Gita, so we're all Arjuna's god brothers.
Може да четем Bhagavad Gita, както Арджуна е слушал и така да станем негови духовни брати на Арджуна.
So, even though we do associate, Krishna is the original guru, and we do associate with him through the book, through the Bhagavad Gita. When it comes to diksha, there not to the air, but concrete guru is required, you see. That's called disciplic succession. So Prabhupada is saying, yes, through the books and also personal. So there's a difference. He's distinguishing between through the books and personal. Two things are being stated here. So you have a relationship with the spiritual master through the books. But you also need to have a spiritual master where you can have a personal, face-to-face, concrete relationship. That is Diksha Guru. Prabhupada is making it very clear. Because when you make a spiritual master, you have got personal touch, not in the air you make a spiritual master. You make a spiritual master concrete. And then he describes what that means. That means you have to be inquisitive. So we should find that spiritual master or that concrete personal spiritual master where people inquire.
You see.
That's what Prabhupada is explaining here. So, are there any questions?
Yeah. Yeah. И тук, и на други места, има много примери, в които време на киртан, тук пак ти минува Такур, как реагирал, т.е. това е също е екстаз, който директно го показва. Как така? Два вида екстази са, разбираш ли? Защото той, когато се разгневил, това е своего рода екстаз. А пък от друга страна, чистите предано дадени не показват. Бог Чайтания танцува така, че всички припадат. Това е екстаз. Тоест, какви са тези, каква е разликата между този екстаз и други?
We heard the other day that when if a devotee sees Krishna, he does not.
But he sees Krishna?
Yeah, if a devotee sees.
Sees, okay.
Yes, he does not express this ecstasy to everyone. He does not reveal this to everyone.
Yes, devotees, those who have actually seen Krishna, they don't advertise, oh yeah, I've seen Krishna. No.
Да, тези, които наистина виждат Кришна, те не рекламират, нали, не се парадират пред другите.
Въпроса?
But here in this lecture we see that Lord Chaitanya, he fainted in front of Lord Jagannath and the deity. And also Bhaktivinoda Thakur, his reaction, this anger that he showed is also...
Sometimes they will show symptoms.
Sometimes.
But generally they check the symptoms. Because the Sahajas like to imitate such symptoms. Prabhupada would rarely show signs of transcendental ecstasy, but sometimes he did. He would chant Jai Radha Madhava and lose external consciousness sometimes, going deep into trance.
Той възпевал Радха Мадава, Джая Радха Мадава и понякога загубвал външно съзнание, дълбоко попадайки.
But generally he did not.
Но обикновено не го правил.
The Sahajis make a show every time they do a kirtan, they go into trance, they faint on the floor.
Сахаджите редовно правят шоу.
Every kirtan they faint on the floor, imitating Lord Chaitanya.
На всеки киртан те припадат на пода, имитирайки Бог Чайтанья.
Prabhupada said, if they're really, someone did that in our LA temples, Prabhupada said, give him a kick, see if he's really in ecstasy or not. Any other questions?
Добре, ние самите как да разберем дали нашия екстаз е истински или е измислен?
And we ourselves, how to understand if our ecstasy is real or pseudo ecstasy?
Well, that can be seen in your service attitude.
Това може да се види вашето отношение за служене.
If one is always very eager for service, then their ecstasy is genuine.
Ако някой винаги има силно желание за служене, екстаза му е истински.
But if one is not very eager for service,
но ако няма много желание за служене,
not very diligent in following the orders of the spiritual master,
не е много старателен да следва наставленията на духовния учител,
you can understand their ecstasy is temporary, it's rajasic, it will go away after some time.
Техният екстаз е временен, раджастичен и той след време ще изчезне.
Those whose ecstasy is genuine, they're very much, very chaste in following the orders of their Guru Maharaj. Very, very chaste.
Този, чието екстаз е истински, те са много верни в следване на заповедите на духовния учител, на Гуру Махарадж.
Any other questions?
Други въпроси?
Вишнаприя Манаджи?
There is a verse Jai Krishna Tattva Sei Guru Hoy. Then Lord Chaitanya was hearing from Ramananda Roy. So, but we see amongst ourselves, in the devotees, we feel that sannyasi is more higher, so we have to hear from sannyasi and those who are grahasthas.
That's external consciousness.
Ние виждаме, тук се дава този стих, че независимо нали какъв е човек, шудра или саняси, той, ако познава науката за Кришна, може да я обяснява, но ние виждаме, че в нашето общество понякога се служат повече санясите за това,
course,
саняси.
We all, their respect is always given to senior devotees. Sannyasis, GVCs, you know, initiating gurus, they're always given special respect. Those positions are given special respect, and that's proper.
Това е важно съзнание, но разбира се, винаги се дава дължимата почет на тези, които са на по-старша позиция и на по-издигнатото саняси, GVC.
But the real thing is how much one is advanced in Krishna consciousness. I've been around ISKCON for almost 40 years and I've seen many people with big positions and big titles who don't even chant Hare Krishna anymore.
Аз съм виждал в моята 40-годишна история в ИСКОН за много лидери, които са на висши позиции, които дори не повтарят Харе Кришна вече.
For me, after 40 years, it's kind of like being in a bus station, people coming and going all the time. That's how I've seen it.
Аз съм виждал, за мен ИСКОН тия 40 години като една автобусна спирка хората идват и си заминават. Аз съм видял много такива.
I mean, I think of all the big, you know, the devotees who were the big pillars of our society, you know, they don't even see them at Rath Yatras anymore.
Такива преродени, които са били големи стълбове на нашето общество, вече не можем и на Рат Ятра да ги видим.
So the real thing is who's actually fixed in Krishna consciousness. That's the real thing.
Така че истински въпрос е кой наистина установен в Кришна съзнание. Това е истински въпрос.
Not one's external designation. And that's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed by being willing to hear from Ramananda Roy.
Не от външното обозначение. И това бил пример на Бог Читари, който дал като искал да слуша от Рамананда Рой.
He took the role of being a disciple and let Ramananda Roy play the role of being guru. He heard from Ramananda Roy.
Той приел ролята на ученик, а Бог Рамананда Рой пък приел ролята на учител.
Because of Ramananda Roy's advanced Krishna consciousness.
Защото Рамананда Рой бил напреднал в Кришна съзнание.
So that is the actual consideration.
Така че това е истинското истинския смисъл, истинското значение, което...
Any other questions?
Това, на което трябва да се обърне внимание. Има ли някакви други въпроси?
Окей.
Вчера чухме, че един ученик, ако духовният учител каже, трябва да отиде и в Ада. Но всъщност Ада не е ли липсата на Кришна съзнание? И един ученик, ако духовният учител каже да отиде в Ада и той е в Кришна съзнание, каква е разликата между Ад, Рай и каквото и да е друго? Разбрали?
Не съвсем правилно.
За първата част само тогава кажи. Съвременният свят без Кришна съзнание е ли Ад, Рай
и каквото? И какво означава всъщност да ученика да е в Ада?
Да.
Да отиде да проповяда?
Да.
So yesterday you said that a disciple should go even to hell for the spiritual master, for the service.
Yeah.
Master. So the modern world is like hell. So does it mean that the disciple should go and give Krishna consciousness?
Yes. Like Burgas is hell.
Както Бургас беше ад, е ад.
Devotees went to Burgas.
И преродените отидоха в Бургас.
Turning hell into heaven.
И направиха ада в рай. Превърнаха ада в рай.
Sophia is also hell.
Sophia също е ад.
I come to hell twice a year. Please Krishna come to Any other questions?
Други някакви въпроси?
Exactly.
Казва се, че ние трябва да слушаме от имперсоналисти, обаче за начинащите правилно дадени, те имат нужда да слушат от чисто правилно дадени, но често не могат да разберат кой е чист правилно даден, за да слушат от тема. Как те могат да разберат? Какъв е начинът за тях да разберат от кого да слушат?
It is said that we should not listen from impersonalists, but for the neophyte devotee it is especially important to hear from a pure devotee, but because he is a neophyte he cannot distinguish who is a pure devotee and who is not. What is the best advice for the neophyte devotees? To
you have to become learned. Read Prabhupada's books. When I joined this movement, I was reading the books. I was also hearing, sitting in the classes, and I was very skeptical about anything I heard in the class if I hadn't read it in the books.
Началото, когато се присъединих, аз четях книгите и също слушах лекциите и много бях скептично настроен за неща, които чувам в лекциите и не съм ги чел в книгите.
I wouldn't accept anything unless I read in Prabhupada's book.
И нищо не приемах, освен ако съм го прочел в книгите на Прабхупада.
If I heard something, I would just put it on the table. You know, it's called shelving it. I would shelve it until I saw it reconfirmed in the book.
Ако чуех нещо, аз си го поставях така на страна някъде в ума и чаках докато не се потвърди в книгите
някъде. You make Prabhupada's books your standard of what's correct and what's incorrect. You'll never be misguided.
Ако направиш книгите на Прабхупада като свой стандарт за това кое е вярно и кое не е вярно, кое не е вярно, никой няма да
You can judge every preacher according to how much he represents purely what's in Prabhupada's books.
Ти можеш да съдиш за всеки проповедник по това доколко той чисто представя това, което е в книгите.
The better they represent Prabhupada's books, the better they are preachers, and the less they represent Prabhupada's books, the less potency and prestige they have as preachers.
Колкото повече представят книгите на Прабхупада, по-добре, толкова по-добри проповедници са, и колкото по-малко ги представят, толкова повече се губи силата им на проповедниците.
Very simple thing. Prabhupada's books are there.
Много просто нещо. Книгите на Прабхупада са стандарт.
Who's purely preaching according to Prabhupada's books. That's all.
Кой чисто проповядва според книгите на Прабхупада.
He is a proper preacher to hear from.
Това е правилният проповедник, от който да се.
And others, well, gotta take them with a grain of salt. You know what that means, a grain of salt? Or the measure of skepticism. That clear? Anything else? Yes, Naradi Devi Dasi.
What is, she's asking, what is the right way to glorify the spiritual master? And if one says that my spiritual master is the best, the most merciful, isn't this a kind of offense toward the other spiritual masters?
Actually, in Krishna consciousness, everybody can be the most.
Всъщност, Кришна съзнание, всеки може да бъде най.
Because it describes the spiritual master as the supreme personality of servant or Godhead.
Защото се описва, че духовният учител е върховната божествена личност, на която се служи.
So if I feel that my spiritual master is the most merciful,
ако аз чувствам, че моят духовен учител е най-милостивия,
and another disciple feels that his spiritual master, a different spiritual master, is the most merciful, you're both right.
И ако друг ученик мисли, че пък неговият духовен учител е най-милостив, и двамата сте прави.
Because guru is one.
Защото гуру всъщност е един.
Although the person may be many.
Въпреки че личностите могат са много.
The fact is the spiritual master is the most merciful manifestation of Lord Nityananda.
Факт е, че духовният учител е най-милостивото проявление на Бог Нитянанда.
So your spiritual master is, and somebody else's spiritual master also is.
Така че твой духовен учител е всички тези неща и някой, на някой друг духовен учител също е всички тези.
You feel yours is the best and he feels his is the best, you're both right.
Ако ти чувстваш, че твой е най-добрия и той чувства, че неговия е най-добрия, и двамата сте прави.
Чай. That makes sense to you?
Това така, има ли смисъл за теб? Да. Разбираш ли?
You study the Shastra, the spiritual master is the most merciful manifestation of Krishna. So that's true for every bona fide spiritual master. Okay, Vishnu Priya Manaji.
But in this regard, when Prabhupada, one disciple asked Prabhupada, if you leave the body, then...
Asked him what?
When you leave the body, should we take another of your God brothers as a spiritual master? And Prabhupada started crying and said, yeah. My spiritual master saved me.
My spiritual master saved me. Yeah, one of Prabhupada's disciples, when Prabhupada was going sick and leaving for India, they thought he would never come back.
Един ученик на Шрила Прабхупада, който той заминал за Индия и вече бил много болен, те си мисли, че няма да се върне.
They said, Prabhupada, can we bring one of your God brothers to guide us?
И той го пита, Шрила Прабхупада, може ли някой от твоите духовни братя да ни води след твоето напускане?
And Prabhupada started crying. He said, my spiritual master was not an ordinary man. He saved me.
И Шрила Прабхупада започна да плаче и каза, моят духовен учител не беше обикновен човек. Той ме спаси.
And then he said that actually it is not proper. That such an idea was improper.
И след това каза, че всъщност такава идея не е правилна, не е подходяща.
Because if he says one word differently from me, then he will spoil everything.
Защото ако той каже една дума различна от мен, той ще развали всичко.
So actually, There's no substitute for your spiritual master. You can't replace him. Not that my guru left the body and he's sick, so I have to replace him with someone else.
Не е така, че моят гуру болен си е напуснал тялото или е болен и трябва да го заменя с някой друг.
You have to understand the spiritual master is eternally present with the disciple in the form of his instructions.
Трябва да разбереш, че духовният учител вечно присъства под формата на наставленията си заедно с ученика.
And never break that connection with one spiritual master.
Никога не трябва да тази връзка с духовният учител да бъде нарушавана.
It is eternal.
Тя е вечна.
Банки по вашата милост, Гуру Махарадж, Кришна изпрати много преведно отдадени, обаче изглежда аз не съм квалифициран да мога да ги привлека, да има винаги програми с много хора. Какво мога да направя тази
ситуация? By your grace, by your mercy, in my hometown, many people are attracted to Krishna consciousness, but I cannot... I'm not qualified to gather them in, to organize programs, regular programs. What can I do in this situation?
Become qualified.
I
take help from the devotees here.
И възползвай се от помощта на предано дадените тук.
I would do both, try to become qualified and also take as much help as you can get from the devotees here. Like Tulsi Prabhu is there, traveling preachers, try to get them to help.
Tulsi Prabhu is there, Narada Muni is there.
Yeah? You have Sarvabhama, Narada Muni?
If you are in your home program in Kirtan, invite it to his home, and then Sarvabhauma Prabhu can go and give the lecture.
Yeah, you can. Sarvabhauma Prabhu can come and preach there. Yeah.
Ако ти организираш програма и поканиш хора, може някой от нас, например, нас да дойде да дам лекция.
He's learning in our philosophy. He can preach.
Той има идея да направи.
Не. Проблема е, че аз кана хора, обаче не идват хора.
The problem is that he's inviting people, but they don't come.
Well, maybe you have to bribe them with prasadam.
Може би трябва да ги подкупиш с прасадам.
Или да направиш рата ятра.
Tell them we're going to have a really amazing dinner, you know.
How do you say that they are interested?
А тогава защо казваш всъщност, че те се интересуват като не идват?
Ами, защото, примерно, хората с които живея, дълги години дори сме дискутирали по цели нощи, но сега те приемат Кришна за Върховния Бог и четат книгите на Шрила Прабхупада, поздравяваме с Хари Кришна. Дори когато вие дойдохте, те искаха да дойдат. Обаче така и иначе този човек, който е от просто искаше да дойде, но не влезе. Когато вие дойдохте в банки, той искаше да дойде, но просто не влезе. Аз не мога да си обясня защо той не влезе. И други хора има, но изглежда има някакъв проблем, който аз не мога да си обясня. Кана много, друга идва хора, които идват тук в храма. Идва тук храма, но при мен не идват в банка.
Yeah, he thinks that there is some problem because he invites the people and they accept it. It looks like they accept it, but they don't want to come to the programs. Even when you were there, some men he come, but he did not enter, you know. And he thinks there is some problem.
It's hard work being a preacher, isn't it?
Трудно е да си проповедник.
It's just like sales, you know.
Това е като продажби.
You have to, it's a numbers game. You have to pump as many numbers as possible through your sales network, through your sales machine. You understand? Manusham nam sahasreshu kashte jatati siddhaye yatatam api siddhanam kashte nangvati tatpataha. So, if you invite 1,000 people, one will come.
както той стих се казва, нали, от хиляди хора само единица тези, които се интересуват. Така че ако искаш един човек да дойде, трябва да поканиш хиляди хора.
If you invite a million people, a thousand will come.
Ако поканиш един милион души, хиляда ще дойде.
So if you want to, how many people can you fit in your apartment?
Колко хора можеш да се поберат в твоя апартамент на програма?
20?
Поне 20 човека може да съберат.
Yes, at least 20 can get
it. So invite 20,000 people.
Покани 20 хиляди души.
Then you'll get 20.
И поне 20 ще
имам. You have to be very aggressive.
Трябва си много така настоятелен.
To invite as many, many people as possible, that's the key.
За да поканиш колкото може повече хора. Това е ключа.
Don't limit yourself to a small number of people.
Не се ограничавай до малък брой хора.
You have to find a way to get the whole town interested.
Трябва да намериш начин как целият град да се заинтересува.
Have a Harinam in the park.
Направи Харинам в парка.
Where everybody can be exposed to it. And invite all the devotees from Sophie. Have a nice big Harinam there in the park area. And cultivate people. You have to do a lot of cultivation work.
Покани предано дадени от София да правете Харинам, поканете хората и също трябва да култивираш хора. Да, това е.
You have to like a fisherman, he wants to catch a lot of fish, he throws a very wide net.
Както един рибар, когато иска да хване риба, той хвърля много голяма мрежа.
You're taking a little tiny net, you're putting in the water, you want to try to get any fish.
Ако само с една цетка се опиташ да хванеш риба, едва ли ще хванеш нещо.
You have to throw a very, very wide net, that's the key.
Мрежата, която трябва да хвърлиш, трябва да е много голяма, обширна. Това е
ключа. That's the key.
Това е ключа към.
You're limiting your preaching to a small number of people, that's the problem.
Проблемът е, че ти ограничаваш проповядването си до много малък набор от хора.
You need to find a way to expand your outreach, because the fact is, out of 1,000 people who say they're come, only one will actually show up.
Ти трябва да намериш начин да разшириш проповядването си, защото факт е, че от 1,000 души, които кажат, че ще дойдат, всъщност само един.
So you have to find a way to increase your outreach.
Затова трябва да намериш начин, по който ти да увеличиш обхвата на своето проповядване.
That's the key.
И това е ключа към разрешаването на проблема.
They say in sales, some will, some won't. So what? Next.
В продажбите се казва, някои ще купят, други няма да купят. И какво от това? Следващия.
You have to have a steady stream of contacts. Well, would you like to become Krishna conscious? No. Okay, next. Would you like to be Krishna conscious? No. Nope. Okay, next. Would you like to be Krishna conscious? No. Next.
Трябва да има списък, голям списък с контакти и да кажеш, ти искаш ли да станеш Кришна осъзнат? Той казва не. Добре, следващи. Ти искаш ли? Не. Следващи.
A salesman relishes the no's. When someone says no, he relishes it.
Един човек, който се занимава с продажби, той се.
For him, those no's are sweeter than the sweetest honey.
Той е доволен от тези не, които чува. Те са по-сладки от нектар.
Because he knows that every no is one step closer to yes.
Защото той знае, че с всяко не се приближава с една стъпка по-близо до да.
You got to pump a lot of numbers through your preaching machine. That's the key.
Много хора да минат през твоето проповядване.
It's like our book distributors on the street. Does everybody take a book?
Като наши книги разпространители на улицата, всеки ли си взима книга от тях?
No, it's very rare they take a book.
Не, много рядко всъщност.
So the distributed devotees distribute a lot of books. How do they do it?
И как книги разпространители, които разпространяват много книги, как го правят?
They approach a lot of people, and that's how they do it.
Те се обръщат към много, много хора и така е това начинът, по който успяват.
They approach a lot of people all day of working hard, approaching, and finally one will take.
Цял ден те работят много усилено, с много хора се срещат, докато накрая някой не вземе книга.
It will also help you if you try to improve your style of presentation as well.
Също така би ти било от помощ, ако опиташ да подобриш своята презентация.
Always try to learn how you can glorify Krishna even better.
Винаги се опитвай да научиш как да възхваляваш Кришна дори по-добре.
Hear how advanced preachers describe Krishna in a very attractive way.
Слушай от напредналите проповедници как те описват Кришна много привлекателно.
And you learn from them how you can also present Krishna in a very, very attractive way.
И научи от тях как ти да представяш Кришна по много привлекателен начин.
So in this way, if you work it from both ends, increasing the quality and the quantity of your preaching program, gradually you will be successful. It's like my e-course. I started off with 200 people signed up.
Аз започнах с 200 души, бяха се записали.
And every day I work very hard to write a nice, some nice thought for the day.
И всеки ден аз работих много усилено да пиша тези мисъл на деня. Много хубаво да ги.
Even if I take about my eating and sleeping, I write thought for the day every day.
И дори това да беше за сметка на яденето и спането, аз всеки ден писах мисъл за
деня. I've been doing it for 7 years.
И правих това продължение на 7 години.
And now I have 12,500 people signed up for it.
И сега в момента имам 12500 души, които се записали.
So you just have to be steady and determined and never give up your enthusiasm.
Затова трябва да си устойчив и ентусиазиран, никога да не губиш.
You know how many people Prabhupada used to get for his programs?
Знаеш ли Шрила Прабхупад колко хора е събирал за своите програми?
He gave a program one night in his apartment in Manhattan. You know how many people came for that program?
Една програма направо една вечер в Манхатън. И знаете ли колко души дошли на тази програма?
Zero.
Нито един.
Not one person showed up for the program.
Нито един човек не дошъл на тази програма.
And that was Srila Prabhupada. Do you think that stopped his enthusiasm for carrying out the order of his spiritual master? You know the introduction to the Bhagavad Gita? Have you read that introduction to the Bhagavad Gita?
Yes.
You know where it came from? That was the night nobody showed up for the program.
Това било тази вечер, когато никой не дошъл на програмата. Шрила Прабхупада написал във ведението.
Prabhupada spoke it into the tape machine. He gave a lecture into the tape machine to an empty room.
Шрила Прабхупада говорил на микрофон и го записал това, но няма никой, празната стая.
And that is the introduction of the Bhagavad Gita.
И така се родило във ведението към Bhagavad Gita.
So just see Prabhupada's determination to preach, even if nobody was there, you see.
Само вижте колко решителен е бил Шрила Прабхупада да проповядва. Дори никой не.
Prabhupada's Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati used to say, if nobody comes, you preach to the four walls.
Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur казва, ако никой не дойде, проповядвай на четирите стени.
So you maintain your program steadily.
Затова поддържи си програмите.
At least once in a week.
Редовно, поне веднъж.
Are you doing once a week?
Поне веднъж седмицата правиш ли
програми? Да, всяка неделя в 7 часа каниме хората, всяка неделя в 7 часа на програми в банки. Yes. Всички тук. Всички са покатени всяка неделя в неделя в банки.
Yes, every Sunday, 7 o'clock in the evening, we invite all people in banки and all the devotees here are also invited.
Invited devotees here also.
Yeah, he says now.
Anybody go to his programs?
Някой ходи ли от тук от преводаните на твоите програми?
Any of you all go to his program?
Някой ходи ли на неговите програми?
Any reason you don't go?
Има ли причина, поради която не ходи?
Does anybody know their programs are going on?
Всъщност някой знае ли, че...
Може ли си ги знаят, че сте поканили?
Всички знаят, но бъде да сте поканили.
Честно казвам, аз чувам за първи път.
Maybe they all know, but they were not invited. Or no.
You should personally invite them. Get on the phone, get you. Should have your call list and you personally invite them. My dear Prabhu, please come and bless my program with your presence. Humbly beg them.
Смирено ги моли.
Всъщност през зимата дойдоха Парам Джойт и Рупа Манохар.
Рупа Манохар goes?
Да, и тогава Рупа Манохар ми даде тази благослови идея да има в Бангерата Ятра и Харина. Още през зимата.
Yeah, one time Rupa Manohara Prabhu and Param Jyoti Prabhu went for a program and Rupa Manohara Prabhu gave him the blessing to have Ratha Yatra and Harinams in Bankya.
Any other questions? Questions? More? Yeah.
Yeah.
what is the most important quality that a preacher should possess?
Patience.
Търпение. Търпение. Чували си?
Because results don't always come immediately.
Защото не винаги резултатите идват веднага.
You have to be patient.
Трябва да е търпелив.
Any other questions?
Някакви други въпроси? Yeah.
In regard to the previous, обръзка с предишния въпрос за каква е ролята на Чикшипур. Има ли нужда смисъл от Чикшипур, при условие, че може да се приеме дори за оскърбление, ако някой потърси наставение и подкреп от не този духовен учител, който го е инициирал.
In regards to the previous question, what is the actually the role of the Shiksha Guru, since it may be offensive to look for guidance not from your Diksha Guru?
So anyone who can help you to serve the order of your spiritual master, he is your Shiksha Guru.
Всеки, който може да ти помогне да следваш наставленията на своят
Even the dog can be Shiksha Guru.
Той е твой Shiksha Guru. Дори едно куче
може. You can see how dedicated he is to his master.
Ако видиш колко отдадено е кучето на своя господар.
When I was a boy, there was one, I lived in Kirkwood, Missouri, there was one our neighbor across the street, they had a dog.
Когато бях малко момче, нашият съсед през улицата имаше.
And every morning when the morning paper would come, they would throw the paper by the street.
Всяка сутрин почтарионът хвърляше вестника.
And they would open the door and the dog would go out and pick up that paper and in his mouth and he'd bring it into the house every day without fail.
Когато вратата кучето отиваше, захапваше вестника и го носеше на стопанина си.
Didn't matter if it was cold or hot. Rain, snow, sleet or sunshine, that dog went out every day and dug up that paper.
Всеки ден, независимо от атмосферните условия, това куче издигаше и донасяше вестник.
So he's so dedicated to the master, he always follows the order of the master to pick up the paper.
Това куче беше толкова отдадено на господаря си всеки ден.
So even dog can be taken as Shiksha Guru.
Дори кучето може да бъде прието за Shiksha Guru.
What to speak of a human being who is Krishna conscious? Is he can even more so of a Shiksha Guru? Anyone whose instructions help you to connect with your spiritual master, he can take him as a Shiksha Guru.
Всеки, който може да ти помогне да се свържеш с своя духовен учител, чрез инструкциите му, той може да е твой Shiksha Guru.
But not that he replaces the Diksha Guru. The Diksha Guru is the final authority.
Но той не трябва да заменя твоя Diksha Guru, защото Diksha Guru е крайният.
Shiksha Guru is subordinate.
Shiksha Guru, той е подчинен.
Any other questions?
Други въпроси? Идеален характер. How to develop ideal character?
Ideal
character.
Yes. There are 26 qualities of ideal character possessed by the pure devotee.
Има 26 качества, които един чист преданен с идеален характер притежава.
You should study that list given in the scripture.
Ти трябва да изучиш този списък, който е даден в свещените писания.
If you cannot find the list, then you send me an email and I'll send you the list.
Ако не можеш да намериш този списък, прати ми имейл и аз ще изпратя списъка.
You should study those 26 qualities and try to develop them.
Ти трябва да изучаваш тези 26 качества и се опитваш да ги развиеш.
And at the same time, simply try to awaken your dormant Krishna consciousness.
И в същото време просто се опитвай да събудиш своето спящо Кришна съзнание.
In other words, work it from both ends. By developing your Krishna consciousness, the qualities will automatically come.
С други думи, работи от двете страни. Развивайки своето Кришна съзнание, добрите качества автоматично ще се проявят.
And by cultivating those qualities, it'll help you to become more Krishna conscious.
А като култивираш тези качества, това ще ти помогне да станеш по-Кришна осъзната.
So you should do both things simultaneously.
Затова трябва да правиш и двете неща едновременно.
You should try to awaken your Krishna consciousness.
Трябва да се опитваш да събудиш своето Кришна съзнание.
And you should try to develop those 26 qualities.
И също трябва да се опитваш да развиеш 26-те качества в този списък.
In this way you will become nicely developed in these qualities.
По този начин ти ще се много добре ще развиеш всички тези качества.
Any other questions? Everyone satisfied now? Okay, we'll stop here. Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
His glory Shankar Shana Prabhu ki
jai.
His holiness Chandramali Swami ki jai.